Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. Hey guys, today we're going to be talking about digital hygiene. So today's actually the January 14th, 2021. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of the concept of digital hygiene, but here we are in a digital world. We have a million different things that are at our fingertips that are screens. You got your phone, your laptop, your iPad, your TV set, your computer. There's a million different things that we have that are digital screens. And it seems as though a lot of us are getting caught up way too much in getting doing too much of our digital time. It's taking over for a lot of people. So I think it's really important to be able to rethink this whole thing and to be able to consider what it is that we need to do with our digital time. And so I'm calling that, or I heard this somewhere, I'm not sure where I heard it, but the concept of digital hygiene. So if you think of hygiene, you think of something like dental hygiene, where we got to take care of our teeth, got to brush your teeth regularly, you got to floss, you got to make sure, you got to get your checkups every couple times a year, make sure your teeth are doing okay. That's digital, or that's dental hygiene. You know, the other, you know, bodily hygiene, you know, you definitely got to take a shower every day and wash your hairy parts. You know, it's kind of, that's a good process of hygiene, keeping clean, making sure everything's okay. So the word clean really fits well with the whole idea of hygiene. And so digital hygiene, here's a couple examples for you. So feeling clean. Gosh, right at the beginning of the COVID thing last year, March, April, whatever it was, one of the shows that came out was The Tiger King. And my wife's best friend had watched that with her husband, and they really liked it. They thought that was something else. And so we started watching the thing, and we got maybe about a halfway, maybe a third of the way through it. And we both looked at each other while we're watching it, and we're just like going, eh, something's wrong with this. It felt like as we were watching it, we were stained or violated, or there's just something that just kind of made you feel gross. And just watching the show, and we didn't even get through the first one, let alone the whole series. And so it felt like it was not clean. Another example, we had her folks over, over for a weekend, and they have a habit of just watching the news all the time, just 24/7, not 24/7. They do actually sleep, but they just got the TV on all the time, watching the news. And you know how it's always going. It just kind of recycles every hour, different story, same stories pretty much. Every once in a while, something changes. But I remember just being a part of that and just listening, and it was just felt gross. It felt staining. It just felt like, ugh. And we just don't watch a lot of news. And it just felt like there were always just negative stories and negative verbs and negative concepts. And it just felt really horrible. And so the whole idea of hygiene, digital hygiene, is just making things clean in your life and really cutting out the crazy, cutting out the negative stuff, you know, cutting out the time suck, cutting out the distractions to your priorities. And you just got to remember that all these things just takes you down a pathway that you just might not want to do. And you got to remember, we're all like guinea pigs of this whole journey. It's this massive grand experiment. Just in the last 20 years, humanity has been given all the information, all the access to the internet, there's videos and podcasts and movies and everything right at our fingertips, more than anything else. And so what's this actually going to mean to us? And what is it going to mean to humanity? I think we're all learning it right now. And I think one of the things that we need to do is make sure we keep clean. Make sure we use good digital hygiene. You got to remember that our attention is a commodity. I have only amount of certain amount of time to be able to give away as my attention. It's a currency. It's like I have $100 in my wallet. How am I going to spend it for the day? Am I going to give it away to different places that are just going to suck my time or really wash me with negativity? Or am I going to use my time really well? And I think that's a big part of thinking about digital hygiene is being able to consider, you know, what am I paying attention to? And you're literally paying attention. You're spending your commodity on something. So really think of it as I'm paying my attention to something. Well, literally, that's how the news or TV actually, when they have commercials, they're making money on your attention. You pay attention, they make money. That's how it is. And a lot of social medias are like that as well. So the categories of digital hygiene, I've got five of them up here. First one is social media, of which there's probably 100 different categories within that. But think about social media. You know, you get caught up in it. You're looking at Twitter. You look at your Twitter feed. You just feed through it. You look through it, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, you're looking at it. And you could be looking at it and reading stuff and listening to stuff and all that. And an hour goes by and you didn't even know it. And what did you get from it? You didn't even really connect with people. It's not, you know, they always say that social media is social and you connect with people. It really doesn't work. It's not that big of a connector at all. So really rethink, what are you doing with your social media? A lot of people are just cutting off their Facebook accounts and different things like that for the better, and they're realizing they're doing a lot better for it. There's also video games. A lot of guys use that as a time. This is me relaxing. This is me kind of winding down. And I get how that works, but use it wisely. Think about it. And especially, what video games am I playing? Is it something that's really helping me with my mindset? Or is it something that kind of takes me down into some kind of darkness that I probably shouldn't be spending time with? You know, whether I'm killing things or who knows what. Just really rethink that. How am I using my screen time? Netflix or let's see, other Prime, Amazon Prime, or just movies. You know, it could be Disney Plus or who knows what. There's a million different ways to get movies and shows on your TV. So, like I was saying with the Tiger King, I felt like we were staying. It was like, you know, gosh, I'm doing this and it just doesn't feel right. I could be maybe doing a binge of some TV show or a show or movie set or something like that. And it's like, is this really what I want to be doing with my time right now? There may be a time in a season to watch all the Lord of the Rings or something like that. And just kind of, or all the Star Wars or who knows what. There might be a good time to do that as a family or something like that. But really rethink. I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about, how you just waste time with that. And so the news is another one. The news, you just think about if I'm spending time, especially when there's something big going on, like today's the 14th and it was a week ago the 6th that the Capitol riot thing happened and all that. And it's a big deal to be able to think, you know, is this something I want to watch? And then you can go down the freaking rabbit hole and all of a sudden you're just gone looking at all this stuff and watching the news, which takes away your time. Another one that is kind of digital, it's not clean, is porn. You know, if you spend your time looking at porn or pursuing that or surfing the net, you know, just trying to find something, it's like, yeah, think about it. It's just not healthy for me. And so these are the categories that I was thinking of. There's a lot others as well. But just really think about what are the things that I can or I should really think about with my digital hygiene. The other concept is moderation. A lot of people might be able to moderate and be able to say, okay, I'll cut down my social media to maybe 15 hours. That's great. 15 minutes a day. You know, one guy we were talking to, he has scheduled it to where the only time he does social media or watch the news is when he's taking a crap. And so if he does it quickly, he's not watching a lot, but he's checking it out. And that's the only time he ever looks at it. I think it's a great idea. But can I do the moderation? Some people, like the whole idea of alcoholics, you know, Can I do moderation? Some people cannot do moderation. So really pay attention if that's you or not. Can I cut it down or do I have to actually eliminate it? Just think about it. You know, is this part of what I'm like and can I do this? So one of the things I really want you to think about is kind of doing, really rethinking the ratio of it. And so I'm thinking actually 4 to 1, that for every unit that I spend doing social media or digital or screen time would be another way to put it, every unit I would do 4 units of something a lot more healthy that's real. And so the real stuff would be like doing my internal check-in, you know, asking myself, how am I doing? How am I feeling? Whether I'm taking time to journal or anchor to my source. Just being with myself, taking a walk and pondering without having your headset in and listening to podcasts or even music. Just kind of be with yourself. Being in real relationships, you know, having a conversation with your wife or your kids or playing games and board games and enjoying time with other people. Going out for a beer with a friend. Spending time in real relationships, doing real things, you know, rather than doing video games, actually practice your guitar, actually read a book, actually do something that actually you enjoy or you want to practice doing. That's a really, really important part of this whole thing of instead of doing digital stuff, which is kind of fake and not real, start doing things that are real with real people, real life. Checking in with your internal resources. It's a really, really important thing. And then the final thing is just thinking of different boundaries that we can have as you think of digital hygiene, you know, being able to maybe have a rule that says no phones while we're eating at the dinner table, or after 7 o'clock, the phones go into a basket, or, you know, anything you can think of, or we don't watch TV at all on Saturdays, if that's like a Sabbath thing or something like that, where we don't have any digital thing on the Sabbath day. I think that's a great idea. So yeah, so think about, talk to your family, talk to your loved ones about digital hygiene, but especially for yourself, just think, how can I keep my life clean in this time where we're all figuring out how digital stuff actually plays out in the human life and in the human mind and human relationships? I think we're turning out that it's kind of getting in the way and hindering a lot of things about relationship. So I would really suggest doing some really tough thinking about this and making some really tough decisions. So digital hygiene, gentlemen, do good with it and we'll talk later. So stay solid, my friends.